Early voting is open right now, and one of the races that you can early vote for, or if you want to wait up until November 18th, I suppose you could do that as well, would be state representative in District 70. That would be Barbara Freiberg on the ballot there. She joins us now. Barbara, welcome back to Talk 107.3. How are you?
Just fine, Brian. It's great to be with you today on a beautiful day in a great city of Baton Rouge in a wonderful state of Louisiana.
Appreciate it. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Cut you off. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say it's a great day, huh?
It absolutely is. I mean, you know, once you flush the weekend out, once you, you know, get rid of all that, yeah. We can move on to whatever tomorrow brings.
Absolutely.
Let's start off by talking a little bit about you, who you are, and for the candidate, for the constituents who don't yet know you, what they get with a Barbara Freiberg vote.
Okay, Brian, thank you. I was born and raised in this town. I've lived here pretty much all my life, except when I went away to college and graduate school. I went to Highland School, and at that time, Lee High School, and then went to Louisiana Tech, and then University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, where I got my master's degree, and then came back to Baton Rouge and started teaching, and the rest is sort of history. From teaching, I got very involved. I was an English teacher. I got very involved in the National Council of Teachers of English and the State Council of Teachers of English and the local council, and became involved in standards, in classroom instruction. And throughout my career, I stayed very involved. I never dreamed I would ever run for public office. I was raising two children, and in fact, I've been married now for 51 years, almost 52.
Oh, wow.
We have an anniversary. But I, because of the involvement in these organizations, and then later, my position with BESSE as K-12 administrator and dealing with the legislature and dealing with local school boards, I realized there was a need, particularly in East Baton Rouge Parish, for some change. And I ended up leaving my position at BESSE so I could basically run for office, and transitioned back to LSU with the transition to teaching program. Mm-hmm. And I ran for school board, was elected president the night I was sworn in. And we did some wonderful things with transparency and accountability and opening up school choice with East Baton Rouge Parish. I got a little upset with the council for not working with the school board on some transportation issues for our new career academy, and ran for Metro Council when John Delgado ran for mayor, and got done pretty rapidly what I wanted to get done at the Metro Council. And if I was going to continue my service in education, the legislature seems the right place to be. Franklin Boyle was termed out, and I ran for his seat. So that is sort of my history. And it's all committed to the vision of moving this community and this state forward.
We're talking with State Representative Barbara Freiberg. She is on the ballot for re-election coming up on November 18th. Or if you're early voting, she's on your ballot right now.
I would say early vote, particularly in my area of town where there will be a game that day. Although it's not a major rival, I know everyone will be going out and tailgating and partying. And so voting early is extremely important.
100%. And it's already projected we're going to be looking at about 15% turnout. I honestly think it's going to be lower than that, Barbara.
That's terrible.
I know.
That's terrible.
I know. So your path through public service has been with one eye, if not both eyes, on education. However,
yes,
being a state representative, you kind of have to cover everything under the sun. What has piqued your interest? What has gotten you diving in at the state legislature beyond the educational front?
Okay, I will discuss those. I'd like to just mention Will Green. I was excited to hear Will this morning, because I think the LA-23 is a great blueprint for our state. And if people haven't looked at it, they should, because there's some great objectives in and goals in that plan. But, you know, when I was on the Metro Council, infrastructure and transportation became an issue in this city. And so it piqued my interest in how we go about improving our infrastructure, how we go about dedicating funds to that. So I volunteered to serve on the transportation committee for the state legislature. And so I have been digging in deep on lots of the transportation infrastructure issues. But my major focus has been early childhood education. I have been so involved for the past 2 years in figuring out a way that we fund our early childhood education at a consistent, reliable funding so that every year early childhood folks don't have to go to the legislature and beg for a piece of money from this pot and a piece of money from that pot, that we have something that is stable. Something like a mini MFP might be important. But we have too many children in this state. We serve about 25,000. We probably have 150,000 that need to be served. So we have a great number of students who are unserved. And if we talk about economic development in this state, to me, there is no better way to improve our economy than to improve our education system, beginning with children right after birth. So, you know, we know 90% of the brain is developed by age five, or by age four. And so if we don't catch children early, we have a hard time catching them up later. But, you know, K-12 accountability and school choice have also been high on my priority list, including workforce development, both with internships in high school and then workforce development post K-12 education.
We're talking with State Representative Barbara Freiberg. Barbara, when you talk about early childhood education, it's one that, and I'm with you, my mom's a teacher, and I completely agree, it is absolutely necessary. You know, an ounce of prevention's worth a pound of cure, especially when it comes to education, so we're not playing catch-up for the rest of their the student's academic career. However, we live in a very news cycle-driven society. You can't, early childhood education, you can't run on results. You can't run for re-election on results. You'll be termed out before we see the results come in. How do you balance that? How do you make that pitch to your constituents to say, here's where we are, here's where we're going, but here's how long it's going to take for you to see the fruits of the labor?
Well, Brian, I talked to you earlier about my education process. Right now, I am actually taking a graduate course from Harvard on early childhood education. And it has really hammered home to me how important it is. And it's kind of like, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? We've got to start somewhere. If we keep kicking the can down the road, we will never see success. I think in the programs that we have funded in the past 10 years, we have seen and we can prove a return on investment. The return on investment could be 15, maybe to 20%, 2-to-1. I mean, 20-to-1 return on investment. It's just critical that we do it. We can look around the country at the data around the country and see how well it has worked. But it's not something that I may see the fruits of, but it is something that I feel committed to beginning now.
State Representative Barbara Freiberg is our guest. Okay, so you're elected in 2019. A good chunk of your time in the state capitol thus far has been under that cloud of COVID, but that has also meant a good influx of funding for early childhood education.
That's the big elephant in the room, is that we have had funding and now that funding is going away. And how do we fill that pot again,
right,
so that we can maintain the chairs we have for our current students? And I, to the legislature's credit, they funded it better last year than they have in years. So that was great. But we've got to be consistent. And even with $55 million, we probably need at least $150 to $200 million every year to do what we need to do. But you're right. That is an issue with all areas of education with this federal funding, these COVID dollars going away.
How's the campaign trail been? What are you hearing out there from constituents?
You know, I think people are somewhat excited. It's difficult now that the governor's race is over to convince people it's important to go to the polls. People are concerned about crime. People are concerned about education. People are concerned about the roads. There is so much that we have to do. You know, I think in my first 4 years, we did a lot in the legislature. But when I look at what we still have left to do, it's just almost overwhelming. But again, every little step forward is very, very important and can make a critical difference in the life of this state.
I got about a minute left. This might not be enough time to cover it, but one of your committees, if I'm not mistaken, is the Administration of Criminal Justice. It's been talked about. Do what?
It is not.
It's not.
But I have presented some bills in criminal justice. But no, I'm not on criminal justice. I'm on education, municipal, and transportation.
My apologies there. Well, the follow up to that was going to be about the proposal that or the idea of having a special session. I mean, almost immediately after swearing in, should you win, what would you bring to the table for that particular session?
You know, I think we need to look at a lot of our policy. I think we've made some good strides, and I think that we need to continue that work. I think that the transitioning of folks from prison back into our day-to-day life, that transition period is very, very important. I have been, on another front, very concerned about the fentanyl problem and the drug problem and what it has done to our youth, what it has done to our society, and what it's done for the crime. So I'm really very eager to hear some of future Governor Landry's plans for crime. I'm excited about a session where we can explore all kinds of possibilities of what can be done. I'm a little concerned about having it very, very early because it seems that some of the new legislators will need a little bit of time just to do some homework on the issues that they will be facing. But I do think it is an issue here, and every national legislative conference I go to, it's an issue around this country. And I think, you know, the drug problem is at the heart of a lot of this, and what we do to stem it is going to be a real conundrum, and I look forward to what Governor Landry will have to say.
She is State Representative Barbara Freiberg, District 70. Early voting is open right now, and of course, Election Day itself will be on November 18th. Barbara, we always appreciate a couple minutes. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Brian. Have a great day.